Beposu in the Shama district of the Western Region. The quarry will produce aggregates and other stone products for the construction industry. The outgoing Western Regional Minister Ebenezer Tei Addo, who performed the ceremony on behalf of Vice President Kwesi Emesa-Afa, charged the company to abide by the country's extractive industrial environmental laws in order to avoid land and environmental degradation as well as conflict situations with the host communities. Correspondent George Grant Yangson reports.
The outgoing Western Regional Minister, Mr. Ebenezer Kodjo Tei Addo, said the commissioning of the West Africa Quarries Limited is in the right direction. This is because the current infrastructure development in the region, especially the Takwadi Harbour Expansion Project, the Western Corridor Railway Development Project, and the construction of offices and accommodation for staff as a result of the oil and gas industry, have led to the need for quarrying stones. Mr. Tei Addo, however, noted that the extractive industry in the Western region has great environmental impact and is raising serious concerns for central government, the district assemblies, the traditional authorities, and the people at large. He therefore charged the West Africa Quarry Limited and GASFEM to conduct the operation in such a manner as to attract commendation from the stakeholders rather than create concerns and conflict situations for them to manage. The minister said that GASFEM is noted for meeting its corporate social responsibilities and obligations by supporting communities to undertake their development projects. In this connection, he suggested to the West Africa Quarry Limited and GASFEM in collaboration with the Livelihood Empowerment Against Poverty, LEAP, and the other youth employment programs to create alternative livelihood programs for the project corporate area. Those who will be fortunate to be employed by the company should also work hard to make it profitable and sustainable so that they can remain in their jobs. Tate Addo made a special appeal to the company to rehabilitate the roads in its catchment area. He advised landlords, thieves and people who will be beneficiaries of royalties to be paid to manage these monies properly to avoid family and social conflicts with the company. A member of the Heidelberg Cement Group, Daniel Gauthier, said the company is the leader for the production of aggregate for the construction industry worldwide and is happy to be in Ghana to help in a modern construction environment. For Radio Ghana News, George Van Nyangsen, reporting from Biposo in the Sama District of the Western Region.